听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, I'm Forrest, Forrest Gump.
Nobody gives a hoot to see who you are, Buzzball. You don't even know that dumb talking lady. Get your mighty ass on the bus, you're in the army now.
Think tight. Tight.
At first, it seemed like I made a mistake.Seeing how it was only my induction day and I was already getting yelled at.
Sit down if you want to.
I didn't know who I might meet or what they might ask.
You ever been on a real shrimp boat?
No, but I've been on a real big boat.
I'm talking about a shrimp catching boat. I've been working on shrimp boats all my life.I started out on my uncle's boat, that's my mama's brother, when I was about maybe 9. I was just looking into buying a boat of my own and got drafted. My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Bubba. It's like one of them old redneck boys. Can you believe that?
My name's Forrest Gump. People call me Forrest Gump. So Bubba was from Biola-Batcher, Alabama, and his mama cooked shrimp.And her mama before her cooked shrimp. And her mama before her mama cooked shrimp, too. Bubba's family knew everything there was to know about the shrimping business.
I know everything there is to know about the shrimping business. Matter of fact, I'm going into the shrimping business for myself after I get out the army.
Okay.
Girl! What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant?
Damn it, Trump! You're a goddamn genius! That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump. Listen up, people!
Now, for some reason, I fit in the army like one of them round pegs. Not really hard. You just make your bed real neat, remember to stand up straight, and always answer every question with, yes, Drill Sergeant.
Get in that clear!
Yes! What you do is you just drag your nets along the buck. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Everything goes all right. 2 men shrimp in 10 hours. That's what you spend on gas.
You can... Gun drill, Sergeant!
Go! Why did you put that weapon together so quickly, Go?
You told me to, drill, Sergeant.
Jesus H. Christ! This is a new company record.If it wouldn't be a waste of such a damn fine enlisted man, I'd recommend you for OCS, Private Gump. You are going to be a general someday, Gump. Now, just assemble your weapon and continue.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the food of the city. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried.There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Night time in the army is a lonely time. We lay there in our bunks.And I'd miss my mama. And I'd miss Jenny.
Hey, go. Get a load of the tits on her.
Turns out...Jenny had gotten into some trouble over some photos of her in her college sweater, and she was thrown out of school.
My baby does a hanky panky.
But that wasn't a bad thing, because a man who owns a theater in Memphis, Tennessee, saw those photos and offered Jenny a job singing in a show. The first chance I got, I took the bus up to Memphis to see her perform in that show.
And now, for your listening and viewing pleasure, direct from Hollywood, California. California, our very own Beatnik Beauty. Let's give a big round of applause to the luscious Bobby Dylan.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? Yes, and how many seas must a white dove say before
her dream had come true?
She sleeps in the sand.
She was a folk singer.
Yes, and how many times must a cannonball fly before they're pulled over the
dam?
I've got a
year
for you.
Hey, sir, sing a song here.
They was trying to grab you.
A lot of people try to grab me. You can't keep doing this all the time.
I can't help it. I love you.
Forrest, you don't know what love is. You remember that time we prayed, Forrest? We pray for God to turn me into a bird so I could fly far, far away.
Yes, I do.
You think I could fly off this bridge?
What do you mean, Kitty?
Get out of here.
Wait, Jenny.
Forrest, just stay away from me, okay? You just stay away from me, please. Can I ride?
Where you going?
I don't care.
In the truck.
So bye-bye, Jenny. They're sending me to Vietnam. It's this whole other country.
Hang on a minute. Promise me something, okay? Just if you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay? Just run away.
Okay.
Jenny, I write you all the time.
Just like that, she was gone.
You come back safe to me. Do you hear?
Told us that Vietnam was going to be very different from the United States of America. Except for all the beer cans and the barbecue, it was.
I bet they shrimp all in these walks. They tell me these Vietnams is good shrimp.
After we win this walk, we take over everything, we can get American shrimp from somebody and shrimp these waters. We just shrimp all the time, man.
You must be my FNGs.
Morning, Star.
Oh, get your hands down. Do not salute me. There's goddamn snipers all around this area who love to grease an officer. I'm Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Welcome to Fort Virginia. What's wrong with your lip?
I was born with big gums, sir.
Uh-oh, you better tuck that in. Let me get that caught on the tripwire. Where are you boys from in the world?
Alabama, sir.
You twins?
No, we are not relations, sir.
Look, it's pretty basic here. Stick with me, and learn from the guys that have been in country a while, you'll be all right. There is one item of GI gear that can be the difference between a live grunt and a dead grunt. Stop. Push and stole, OD green. Try and keep your feet dry. When we're out humping, I want you boys to remember to change your socks whenever we stop. Me calling the leader grunts Pete right off his legs.
Sergeant Sims!
God damn it, where is that swing rope I told you to order?
I put in the requisitions every time.
Yeah.
Well, you call those sons of bitches.
Lieutenant Dan sure knew his stuff. I felt real lucky he was my lieutenant. He was from a long, great military tradition. Somebody in his family had fought and died in every single American war.
God damn it, kick the man. Get on.
I guess you could say he had a lot to live up to.
So, you boys from Arkansas, huh? Well, I've been through there. Little Rock's a fine town. Now, go shake down your gear. See the platoon sergeant. Draw what you need for the field. You boys are hungry. We got steaks burning right over here. Two standing orders in this platoon. One, take good care of your feet. Two, try not to do anything stupid like getting yourself killed.
I sure hope I don't let him down. I got to see a lot of the countryside. We would take these real long walks.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that jump back to the sea.
And we were always looking for this guy named Charlie.
Pull it out, little boy!
It wasn't always fun. Lieutenant Dan was always getting these funny feelings about a rock or a trail or the road. So he'd tell us to get down. Shut up.
Get down! Shut up!
So we did. I don't know much about anything, but I think some of America's best young men served in this war. There was Dallas from Phoenix. Cleveland, he was from Detroit.
Hey, Tex. Man, what the hell's going on?
And Tex was... Well, I don't remember where Tex come from.
Nothing. Whistle to it, on your feet!
The good thing about Vietnam is there was always some place to go.
Fire in the hole!
I got that hole. And there was always something to do.
We'll take
One day, it started raining, and it didn't quit for 4 months. We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of singing rain, and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath. Shoot, it even rained at night.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Bubba.
I'm gonna lean up against you. You just lean right back against me. This way we don't have to sleep with our heads in the mud. You know why we a good partnership, Forrest? Because we be watching out for one another. Like brothers and stuff. Hey, Forrest. Something I've been thinking about. I got a very important question to ask you. How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me?
Okay.
Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, Forrest, all the shrimp you can eat.
That's a fine idea. Bubba did have a fine idea. I even wrote Jenny and told her all about it. I sent her letters, not every day, but almost. I told her what I was doing and asked her what she was doing and told her how I thought about her always and how I was looking forward to getting a letter from her just as soon as she had the time. I'd always let her know that I was okay. Then I'd sign each letter, Love, Forrest Gump.
There's something happening here.
This one day, we was out walking like always, and then, just like that, somebody turned off the rain and the sun come out. Jenny told me to. I ran so far, so fast, that pretty soon I was all by myself, which was a bad thing.
Bubba!
Bubba was my best good friend. I had to make sure he was okay. Well, that was this boy laying on the ground. I couldn't just let him lay there all alone and stab the way he was. So I grabbed him up and run him out of there. Every time I went back looking for Bubba, somebody else was saying, "Help me, Forrest, help me." I started to get scared that I might never find Bubba.
I know my position is danger close. We got Charlie all over this area. I gotta have those fast movers in here now. Over.
Lieutenant Dan, call me there.
I know he's dead. My whole goddamn platoon is wiped out. What are you doing? You'll leave me here. Get away. Just leave me here. Get out. God, I said leave me here. God damn it.
Then it felt like something just jumped up and bit me.
I got an airstrike inbound right now. They're going to nade the whole area. Don't you stay here, God damn it. That's an order.
I got to find Bubba.
Okay, Forrest. Okay.
Oh, Robin, no.
No, I'm gonna be all right.
I'd have known this was going to be the last time me and Bubba was going to talk. I'd have thought of something better to say.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, Forrest. Forrest, why did this happen?
You got shot. Then Bubba said something I won't ever forget.
I want to go home.
Bubba was my best good friend. And even I know that ain't something you can find just around the corner. Bubba was gonna be a shrimp and boat captain, but instead he died right there by that river in Vietnam.
That's all I have to say about that.
It was a bullet, wasn't it?
A bullet that jumped up and bit you.
Oh, yes, sir. Bit me directly in the buttock. They said it was a $1 million wound, but the Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million. The only good thing about being wounded in the buttocks is the ice cream. They gave me all the ice cream I could eat. And guess what? A good friend of mine was in the bed right next door.
Look at the day.
I got used to my ice cream. You said, Dad, ice cream.
It's time for your bath, Lieutenant.
Harper? Webster.
Gump.
Gump.
What happens, never, ever take your eye off the ball.
For some reason, ping pong can bear natural to me.
Anybody can play.
So I started playing it all the time. I played ping pong even when I didn't have anyone to play ping pong with. The hospital people said it made me look like a duck in water, whatever that means. Even Lieutenant Dan would come and watch me play. I played ping pong so much, I even played it in my sleep.
We all have a destiny. Nothing just happens. It's all part of a plan. I should have died out there with my men. But now, I'm nothing but a goddamn simple, a legless freak. Look at me. See that? Do you know what it's like not to be able to use your legs?
Yes, sir, I do.
Did you hear what I said? You cheated me. I had a destiny. I was supposed to die in the field with honor. That was my destiny. And you cheated me out of it.
You understand what I'm saying, Gump? This wasn't supposed to happen. Not to me. I had a destiny. I was Lieutenant Dan Taylor.
You're still Lieutenant Dan.
Thank you.
What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now?
Do you speak up?
Yes, sir!
As you were. Son, you've been awarded the Medal of Honor.
Guess what, Lieutenant Dyan? They want to give me a... Ma'am, what'd they do with Lieutenant Dyan?
They sent him home.
Two weeks later, I left Vietnam.